Thank you very much for being here today. And a round of applause for Anne Forward and the Virgin Cabin Crew. Well, welcome to our round 15 clash against the Crows. The Crows have been formidable opponents in the past. Our win-loss ratio is balanced slightly in our favour by one game. They've had a wonderful season so far, and we look forward to a hard-fought game of football here today. I'd like to welcome AFL Commissioner Major General Simone Wilkie and her husband Bill Hanlon, Chairman of the Adelaide Crows Rob Chapman, his fellow director Bob Ford, and to Max Bashir, as Anne mentioned before, the former president of the SANFL, who under his leadership was responsible for the introduction of the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide into the AFL National Competition. Welcome to you, and welcome to all the Crows guests and supporters here today. I'd also like to acknowledge and welcome our club partner, Leader Computers, and the Managing Director, Theo Pastoris, and his guests, and a warm welcome to a great friend of the Carlton Football Club, Guy Rossi. It's great to have you all here. It's also a pleasure to have Carlton's greatest ever player with us today, John Nicholls. John's contribution to our club is simply remarkable. He made his debut in round one in 1957, aged just 17. John played 328 games and kicked 307 goals. He was captain for 8 seasons, played in 3 premierships, and was captain coach in the 1972 premiership year. John was awarded an outstanding 5 Best and Fairest awards in his career, the most won by any player at our club. And our Best and Fairest award today is now known as the John Nicholls Medal. John, always great to have you and Libby and Glenn here. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, AFLW has been a revolution, and what a great first season for the competition. Rob, congratulations to the Adelaide Crows for winning the first ever premiership. At Carlton, we've had great success in the inaugural AFLW trade period. Nicholas Stevens became the first ever player to be traded in AFLW history, joining Carlton in an exchange of draft picks. She played with Collingwood. That's enough. Yep. She played with Collingwood in her first season, winning the club's Best and Fairest. Nicola is a 24-year-old defender who was named in the inaugural AFLW All-Australian team. Taylor Harris is a 20-year-old forward who arrived at Carlton after a season as a marquee player for the Brisbane Lions and was the competition's leading goal kicker. She was also named in the All-Australian team. Nicola, is Nicola here yet? No, Taylor, please stand. It's great to have you here. Welcome to Carlton Football Club. Yesterday we announced that Matthew Wright has extended his contract with the club. Since coming across from the Crows at the end of the 2015 year, Matthew has played 35 games and has kicked 39 goals. He is an outstanding individual, and we're very pleased that he'll continue his career with us in 2018. Matthew's re-signing is the 4th for the club this week, and the 10th so far this season. Last week we announced that young defenders Kieran Byrne, Harrison McCready and Tom Williamson have also re-signed. And as Anne mentioned, Tom is with us today. Congratulations, Tom, on an outstanding debut season. Well up. They join fellow youngsters Samo Petrevsky-Seaton, Zach Fisher, Charlie Curno and Harry McKay, as well as experienced players Ed Curno and Andrew Phillips. The signing of all these players demonstrates our commitment to them and their commitment and belief in the future of this football club. Now, since our last home game, Jack Silvani was awarded a NAB AFL Rising Star nomination for his outstanding performance against the Gold Coast Suns in round 13. We've become the first club in history to receive four Rising Star nominations in the first 13 rounds of an AFL season, a remarkable achievement by our club. Congratulations to Rising Stars Caleb Marchbank, Samo Petrescu-Seaton, David Cunningham and Jack Silvani. Congratulations. Now I'd like to mention Kieran Sheehan, who returns to the senior team today for the first time in almost 3 years. His story is one of perseverance and resilience. Originally from Ireland, Kieran has battled a number of injuries over the last three seasons, but to his credit, now finds himself back in the senior side, and we wish him all the very best for his first game back. As Anne mentioned, Jed Lamb is with us today. Welcome, Jed. And as Anne said, we wish you were on the park, mate, but we wish you a full and speedy recovery and look forward to seeing you back at the side as soon as possible. Welcome. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to commend the AFL for their commitment to improving all aspects of our game, and in particular, showing strong leadership during the week in regards to the safety and well-being of our players. Congratulations to the AFL Commission. Today, our community partner is the Jody Lee Foundation. The foundation was established in honour of Jody Lee, who lost her life to bowel cancer at just the age of 41. As Anne mentioned, Nick Lee is the founder and CEO of the foundation, and he's with us today. Welcome to you, Nick. Australia has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world and is the second most common cause of cancer in related deaths in Australia. This is our fifth year supporting the Jody Lee Foundation, which through a number of national initiatives encourages Australians to screen regularly, know their family history, act quickly on symptoms and maintain a healthy lifestyle. I encourage you to get involved in raising awareness about bowel cancer, to take active steps in preventing bowel cancer, and to live healthy lives. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the afternoon. Thank you for your continued support of the Carlton Football Club, and go Blues.